And welcome into the third PewterCast podcast of the week.
It's like a rain delay in a baseball game.
Seriously. Ren and I have been doing these live here on YouTube. If you're listening to the audio podcast. And so we are now 2+ hours into this. And so I definitely suggest that if you are just getting to this podcast and have not listened to our What to Watch For in Training Camp podcast, which have come out, we have one for the offensive side of things, one for the defense and special teams side of things. Definitely recommend that you go check those out. But this podcast is going to be a little different. Hopefully, it'll be a lot shorter.
Yeah.
Earlier this week, Ren and I were texting back and forth about what we wanted to talk about, and came up with a pretty snazzy little idea.
Sure.
The idea involves the Buccaneers Ring of Honor, which will be getting its 14th member here this year when Monty Kiffin is put up in the Ring of Honor, which I think is interesting in its own right, because I mean, how many coordinators are in team rings of honor? Head coaches, I get. Coordinators, like, I don't think Joe Bugle is in the Washington Ring of Honor. I may be wrong about that, but I'm trying to think of, you know, how many rings of honor in the NFL have
assistant coach
in it,
or an OC or a DC.
yeah
I don't know, don't care.
It can't be more than one. I would think if the number is more than one, I'll be surprised.
There we go.
Okay. So let's put it that way. And so Ren came up with this idea of revamping the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, resetting. Like, here's kind of like where I went with this. There was a lot of talk, what Steve just talked about, like, well, how many, like, you know, assistant coaches get into the Ring of Honor? And then, I'm not going to spoil it. Not that I don't think, or do I think, that Monty Kiffin is deserving or not deserving to get in the Ring of Honor. You start looking around at these names in the Ring of Honor, and since the Bucs have been so dreadful for, you know, 3/4 of their lifespan, without even a winning record, like, you kind of look at these names and you're like, a lot of, like, I shouldn't say a lot, but some of these people in here, if you were to treat the Ring of Honor like the Hall of Fame, the Buccaneers Hall of Fame, the Mount Rushmore, and you're forced, like, to, okay, extend it to 5, you know, because the Mount Rushmore, pretty much everyone's, is Brooks Sapp, Leroy Salmon, insert whoever. Like, right now, I guess I'd probably put in Rondé Barber, or maybe James Wilder, or maybe Paul Gruber. Like, so, okay, we'll say it's Rondé Barber. Then you have to extend it to, you know, James Wilder, who's not in yet, for me. Then do you send it to Alsop? Do you send it to Gruber? So now it's becoming sort of like the ring of the popular. Mm-hmm. Or the ring of, he was a good player on a shitty team for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're kind of going to revamp it. We're going to talk about who deserves to be in, who doesn't deserve to be in. And then we're going to stick with the 14 and talk about players that should be, or we think could go in, but we're sticking with the 14 and keeping Monty Kiffin in there. Who do we take out? To sort of, we have to keep it at 14. So if I want to add James Wilder, I got to take somebody out. Mm-hmm. If I want to add Mike Evans in 10 years, I got to take somebody out. Levante David, like, you know, he's also a no brainer. Like, who do we have to take out? So that's kind of what we're going to do, because I feel it's just sort of like the hall of, hey, you were a nice guy and the team was crappy and we need to put somebody in there. Not everyone, but I think there's people in there. So that's kind of what we're doing today, is like, let's take this a little more serious. Instead of just, you know, just putting in somebody that, oh, I remember that guy, he was pretty good. Yeah.
Ring of Honor. Now for people that don't know the full list, so these are the 14, including Monty Kiffin.
Yes.
That are in the Buccaneers Ring of Honor right now. Salmon, Sapp, Brooks, Lynch, Barber, Gruden, Malcolm Glazer, Tony Dungy, and then you go back to the olden days, Jimmy Giles, Doug Williams, Paul Gruber, Mike Allstott, Monty Kiffin, and I'm missing one, I think.
Brooks, Dungy, Gruden, Allstott, Lynch, Sapp, Malcolm Glazer, Leroy Sump, John McKay.
John McKay. That's what I'm missing.
Yes. Are you, though?
That's exactly what he would say, too.
So
I wouldn't say I'm missing him.
So if you had to take one out, like just one, who do you think is the least deserving and why?
I mean, to me, mostly because the teams were so bad, even though he was a decent player.
Okay.
But he was an offensive lineman.
No.
I'm taking Paul Gruber out first. Oh my
God.
To be honest, Monty is probably first.
I knew I was gonna have to use this. I just knew.
Uh-oh. Here we go. Fight time. It's the PewterCast fight.
Okay. So trying to get myself centered here.
I mean, for me, there are five guys that are absolutely.
No, we're talking about Paul Gruber here. Okay. So, I mean, there's lots of people deserving on this list, like Leroy Selman, who played for, like, they had one, they made, what, two playoffs in his career for 8 years? You know, won the NFC Championship once, you know, then made the playoffs next year, maybe a year after that, and then were terrible again. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it Paul Gruber's fault? The guy that like never gave up any sack, never like caused waves, was a great teammate, never had holding penalties, was like the best player maybe on your team for a decade. I mean, he was the guy that you hear every year at the draft. Oh, just plug him in at, you know, right tackle, left guard, left tackle, and forget him for 10 years. That was him. He was the guy. Plus, he was on the team when the Bucks won the NFC South. For the first time forever under Dungy, he was on the team, broke his leg that last game, never played a playoff game because he retired after that. But he was on that team for that season.
That was 97, if I remember correctly.
Tell me why you hate Paul Gruber.
It's not that I hate Paul Gruber, but I look at as because we're looking at this is the Ring of Popular. If I remember what we were saying,
no one knows who Paul Gruber is.
He plays a unattractive position.
Not his fault.
Offense. He's an offensive lineman as opposed to a skilled position player.
It should not matter.
He got stuck with Ray Perkins.
Yes.
And Richard Williamson.
Yes.
And Sam White.
Lehman Bennett. Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, he got stuck. He got stuck with some really, really bad teams.
Yeah. The Bucks went 5-11 or worse for a decade.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I look at it. He's the smartest guy on the short bus when it comes to that whole area. So, all right. I mean. I completely disagree.
Send all your hate mail to @SteveCarney on That's Twitter. S T E V E C A R N E Y. Steve Carney.
Yeah.
@SteveCarney on Twitter.
I mean, to me, there's three guys that if I have to take one of them out, it's going to be one of these three.
Okay.
It's going to be Gruber. It's going to be Jimmy Giles.
Which yes. Why Jimmy Giles?
Although everybody hates me for saying that too.
Right, because he's a great guy.
Yeah, because he's a fantastic guy. I love Jimmy.
Stayed in the community. Helped out.
You know, he's just a wonderful person.
He was a good player on a crappy team.
A good player on a crappy team. Also,
Paul Gruber could be in the conversation with the best left tackle in the league. I don't know if Jimmy Giles was ever considered like the best tight end.
Yeah.
In the league.
No.
I don't think he didn't set any receiving records, no yardage records, no touchdown records. He was just like the only offensive weapon on a crappy team.
And everybody will love And if you get angry at me pulling Paul Gruber out, here's the third name that if you're going to pull somebody out, I would pull out.
Sure.
Gruden.
Yeah, for sure.
those are the three.
I pull out Gruden for sure. First off, he's a jerk. But that's not really it. Here's the thing about John Gruden. Yes, he won the Super Bowl, and you could say, how can you take out a Super Bowl winning coach out of, well, he only won one. And by the way, his record as a Buccaneers head coach is one game over 500. Let me repeat that. John Gruden's record as the head football coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is one game over 500. He never won a playoff game after the Super Bowl.
I was going to say, after his first year as the head coach, he never won another playoff game.
Never won another playoff game. His last year, what was a team like 9-2?
They lost the final. Yeah, they lost the final like four games of the season.
It was like five. Yeah, they were 9-2 and finished like 9-7.
Yeah, I thought they were 9-3 and finished 9-7.
Okay, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and missed the playoffs.
Missed the playoffs.
Yeah. And then they fired him because he's a jerk. Because, like, you know, he's like a little Greg Schiano-y as far as his control issues. So, yeah. So, yeah. I like Gruden. I would definitely take Gruden out. And, you know, a couple of things like I talked about. And he's, like, the head coach for the Raiders now.
Yeah.
And used
the Ring of Honor ceremony to almost get himself
$100 million, yeah. Yeah, use the Glazers and the Buccaneers and the rumors to get that huge deal. He was never coming to Tampa because he was all pissed off because they fired him. So he's never coming back to Tampa. So he just, you know, he's almost in the Bill Parcells sort of like slot for me, because Bill Parcells like was supposed to come to Tampa twice.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up having to give up 3 first-round draft picks to get John Gruden one of those times because Bill Parcells pulled out at the 12th hour. The 11th hour. Sorry, that's the saying.
11:59.
So I'm with you on Gruden.
Yeah.
I'm with you on Jimmy Giles, even though that kind of hurts a bit. I'm nowhere near with you on Paul Gruber. Here's one that people aren't going to like at all, and I don't care. I think he's completely overrated. I don't think he's a top 10 Buccaneer. I don't think he's a top 20 Buccaneer. I don't think he's the Ring of Honor category. I think Mike Allstott.
Yeah, I could see that as well.
If you want to, you want to be Allstott fan favorite. If you want to be a fan favorite, what are you talking about? Mike Allstott went to playoffs a bunch of times.
No. But I'm saying, you know,
he's nowhere near.
Never set any yardage records. Never set.
Oh yeah,
a guy that people love because he's in the community. You know, he stuck around.
He was fun to watch.
Fun to watch.
That was it.
And
he was fun to watch. And I will say, in his defense, he got misused. Mike Allstott was a 3-down back.
Yes.
He caught like 70 passes. Sam Weiss's his rookie year. Sam Weiss's last year as head coach before Tony Dungy came in. He caught like 70 passes, and no cornerback wanted to tackle him. Like the word got around real quick when that little swing pass, bubble pass, screen pass to Mike Allstott out there, and you're the cornerback who has to like try to square him up. Like about halfway through the year, you know, people were diving out of the way. And then Tony Dungy comes in and they never threw him the ball. And then Gruden got there and I hoped that they would, and they never threw him the ball. And then he hurt his neck and he was gone.
Yeah.
He was fun to watch. Great highlights.
Yeah.
All time Mount Rushmore Buccaneer. No, the only reason he's got so many Pro Bowls because he was classified as a fullback. He never would have sniffed a Pro Bowl as a running back.
As a running back.
He had a better running back on the team. Work done. Yeah, so I would take out Mike Allstott if this is being the very good.
Yep.
I would also take out Malcolm Glazer.
Which will never happen as long as
because
the
they own
the team.
I got it, but that would be a guy I would take out. I would take out John McKay. Why is he there? Because he was the first coach.
Because he had the great line about. When asked about his team's execution, he said he was all for it.
He's all for
it. We didn't block, but we made up for it for not tackling either. So he was like the king of the great lines. And this is a guy that at USC, Like he lost like maybe one game a year.
Yeah. Won like three national championships in a row.
Yeah. And then came to the Buccaneers and lost 26 straight games.
But then to be fair, turned around like year three, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Year three went to NFC championship game, made the playoffs the next couple of years. And then he was gone. But I mean, best of all time. I mean, he's just up there because he's the first coach.
He's also, I think, the longest coach. So
longer than Dungy?
Yeah, because I think he did. I think he was there
but
for.
But that's not a Ring of Honor category. Well, then Wayne Font should be up in Detroit.
Yeah, because he was there forever.
He was there forever.
And you want to talk about a guy whose record one game over 500?
Yeah, he's like the Jeff Fisher of my adolescence. You know,
I mean, to be honest, for me, for you to be untouchable in the Ring of Honor, you got to have a gold jacket. So right now there's five.
Oh, so you got Brooks, Dungy, who I, him and Hall back and forth on, but yeah. I think sort of like the culture change and mm-hmm. he showed this organization and the ownership group how to win, you know, so we have put the blocks in place, even though it all fell apart because John McKay's kid, Rich McKay, killed us with the salary cap.
Hell.
But, you know, they won. Lynch is still iffy for me. Like, I know he made a lot of Pro Bowls, but I don't know. He was like the fifth best, maybe sixth, seventh best player on a defense, and you're in the Ring of Honor. Like I don't get that. Sapp, of course. Leroy, of course.
Derek Brooks, yeah.
Derek Brooks, of course. Gruber, I keep in. That might be just some sentimental value. Doug Williams, I kind of him and haw about.
Yeah, I get that.
You know,
yeah.
But I don't want to say take him out because the only reason he wasn't the Buccaneers quarterback and signed a second contract because the owner was racist.
Yeah.
And wasn't going to pay a black quarterback that much money.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's kind of deserving, you know, kind of like a thumb up at the nose, less F you to the old man that he's in there. He was a good player. Obviously, you know, he won a Super Bowl with Washington, and in the middle of that career went to the USFL for a handful of years. I swear to God, Steve, I saw him one night. I was watching like a midnight ESPN USFL game. And then when he was with the Oklahoma Outlaws, I believe that's the team he was with. I saw him throw the ball from goal line to goal line in the air. I swear to God, they were like on the five. He dropped back. He launched it like around the one or two, and the ball, he didn't, I can't remember. No, the guy didn't catch it, but the ball landed at the 3 yard line on the other side of the field. Swear to God, mm-hmm. I have to do some research. 100 yards in the air. Like, I think the record for when they used to do those things, remember the quarterbacks used to get all together during the off season and hit the targets. And one of the things was how far you throw the ball. I think Vinny Testaverde has a record at like 77.
Yeah.
So you're not paying attention. So, what are you watching, the Rays game?
No, I'm looking at, coaches, you know?
Yeah. So Kiffin, I'm iffy on. Like, he was here a long time. He was probably the best coach consistently, you know? He was here. How many? He was here like 12 years, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He came in with Tony. So he was here 12 or 13 seasons. So.
He was here and he left the year John got fired, right? He was a defense coordinator all the way through Gruden.
Yes. Because remember
when he left first, like halfway through the season, it was out. It got leaked that he was leaving.
That he was going to leave. And I think he was going to go join Lane at Tennessee.
Yeah.
And then they made Raheem. They promoted Raheem to defensive coordinator and then fired Gruden and made Raheem the head coach.
Yeah. From DB's coach to head coach in like 2 weeks.
Like that.
Well, that's what happens when you buy Manchester United and you have no more money.
Exactly. No. So for me, you know, the five guys in the gold jackets are absolute yeses.
Yeah.
Rondé is an absolute yes because I think he's going to have a gold jacket.
All right.
You know, yeah, and I'm then Malcolm Glazer is in because the team is owned by his family. But he would be, I would think that he could be the first one out if the Glazers were to sell the Buccaneers.
The next owner, like, who's this Malcolm guy?
Glazer. I don't even know. Out. Jay. Why is Jay? They'd be like, why is Jay Glazer in our Ring of Honor? It just says Glazer. You know, for me,
does it just say Glazer?
No, I think it may just say Glazer, because all the other ones I think are just number and last name.
No, that's good. Yeah, I think it's all the whole. Who cares? So Brooke Sapp, Leroy Barber. You got Lynch. You're saying Untouchable,
Dungy,
then Dungy. Okay,
those are my six that are absolute yeses, and then I kind of hem and haw, like you said about Doug Williams, and I kind of grumble about Mike Allstott.
Right.
And then, you know, Monty, because he's an assistant coach, I kind of go, really?
Yeah.
I mean, yes, he was the architect of the defense that got all those guys gold jackets.
Was he? Or was he the coach? Like, was it a collaboration? Is it Dungy's defense? Is it a collaboration between him and Monty?
Well, I mean,
I know once it was in place, Dungy was hands off.
Yeah.
But I've never really heard anyone say that it's Monty's defense.
Well, I would think that, you know, those guys give Monty so much credit that, you know, I kind of understand why he.
No, I understand he gets the credit.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to say, like, is it his defense?
Well, I mean, I would think that it's between him,
But when you say like the architect, yeah, it's between blah, 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 blah. But you say like, I just don't know. And I've never heard anyone credit Monty Kiffin with creating the Tampa 2 by himself. I've heard him and Dungy, like I've heard that a couple of times.
Yeah, you've heard that. And then, of course, all the position coaches that were so instrumental in making sure that those guys were the Rob Marinellis, the Joe Barrys, the Herman Edwards, Mike Tomlins,
Marvin Lewis,
you know, all those guys, you know, were so
which
big.
Was another really thing about Tony Dungy we didn't talk about was, because when he was hired, there wasn't a lot of black head coaches.
Yeah.
And then he made it a point and went out and went to the college ranks and found obviously really good black coaches, assistant coaches, you know, coordinators, not necessarily coordinators, but obviously, but especially on the defensive side of the ball. You look at that, you know, Tony Dungy's coaching tree, like you talked about, Mike Tomlin, like, you know,
Herman Edwards,
even Marvin Lewis, who was, you know, didn't have great success, made the playoffs every year, couldn't win a playoff game, but he was at Cincinnati for like a decade and a half.
Yeah, I think I was looking at it, you know, like the number of assistant coaches that he had that ended up becoming head coaches.
But these guys were nobody.
Yeah.
Like those guys were nobody.
Yeah. I mean, so people knew who Herman Edwards was, but to think,
no, that I'm thinking like the Tomlins and
Mike Tomlin, Rob Marinelli, those guys,
And the ilk.
So
I'm going to switch up the exercise, because if we're going to put people in, I think it's going to be too easy, because we're going to take out the guys we already took out.
Yeah.
You know, like, okay, put in Mike Evans. Who you taking out? Well, I'm taking out Paul Gruber, because that's what I said. So I'm going to use your list of the untouchables, and that's the one we're going to have to go off of.
So the six,
all the gold jackets. This is the Bucks' Ring of Honor right now. It has to stay at six. It's Derek Brooks, Warren Sapp, Leroy Selman, Rondé Barber, John Lynch, and Tony Dungy.
Okay.
Is there a past Buck that's not in the Ring of Honor that's eligible for it that you think should be in the Ring of Honor?
A past Buck?
Yes.
That would be beyond that.
No, don't think about that. Just who do you think a past Buccaneer deserves to be in the Ring of Honor?
This is a tough one, because to me, out of past Buccaneers, there's only one. And it's Gerald McCoy. Like, he's the only one. He's the only one that I think would even be in consideration that are past Buccaneers.
Okay.
And I don't think he gets in over any of those six.
That was my next question. All right. So obviously you don't think James Wilder. James Wilder would be my guy. James Wilder was a beast for this team for years. He was very close to setting the, I think he was like 6 yards short of setting the total yards from scrimmage 1 year in the NFL. Mike, he was a touchdown leader for a little bit till Aussatt broke that. He was the reception leader until Mike Evans finally broke that like a year ago. So he's like as a running back, he was the reception leader in franchise history for like two and a half decades. I got to watch him play, you know, so I'm a little, I don't think I saw
James Wilder until he got to Cincinnati. So I missed.
Oh, then you miss everything.
I missed all the good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. He was James all Wilder. Beat to hell because he set an NFL record for most carries in a season. It was like 300 and something. It was crazy. He was carrying. I also set it for in a game. I think he carried the ball 36 times. You know, that was John McKay, you know, student body left student, like after Ricky Bell left, it was run James Wilder left, run James Wilder right. Oh, third down, throw the ball, James Wilder.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin House may be open. Who knows? So that's who I got. I got James Wilder. Now, who would I take out? That's pretty easy for me. John Lynch. I just like, again, I don't know enough about the NFL back then to think that John Lynch shouldn't have made those Pro Bowls. As a Buccaneers fan, of course, I would never openly go, John Lynch doesn't, you know, he doesn't deserve to make Pro Bowl this year. Maybe I would. Not back then at that age. So I don't know if there are other deserving safeties, because once you kind of make the Pro Bowl and you're on a team that's winning a lot, which the Bucs were, and you're on a dominant defense, which the Bucs were, you kind of sort of ride the coattails in. So and Mike Alsat was also, you know, got that gravy train as the fullback as well. He wouldn't have made it in if he was on who was bad back then. The Browns are always bad. So like if he was on the Browns back then and he did what he did as a Buck, as a Brown, he still wouldn't have been like, he wouldn't have made the Pro Bowls as a fullback in my opinion.
He might have made the cover of Madden though, like Peyton Hillis.
Yeah, he might have. Yeah. Had a great 1 year. So that's who I would take. I would take out Lynch and be in and Wilder. So now my list is Brooks, Sapp, Leroy, Barber, Wilder, and Dungy. Okay. Yours is the same. All right. Let's do future Bucks now. So let's first decide who do you think future Bucks. I think Gerald McCoy is going to make the Ring of Honor, by the way.
Yeah, I think so too.
What future Bucks do you think should make the Ring of Honor? And you can project out their careers a little bit too. Like if you want to throw Devin White in there, if he stays on this trajectory, if you want to throw Tristan Wirfs in there, if he stays on this trajectory. So Evans is a slam dunk, right?
Yep.
Levante Davis is a slam dunk, right?
Absolutely.
Let's go. Nobody in the running back room right now.
Nope.
You want to put Godwin in there?
That's a tough one for me.
We'll go no. There's going to be a lot of people.
Yeah. So
but
I will
go no right now. But yes, this is not a final judgment, everybody. So don't, you know, only tweet at Carney about Paul Gruber, not Godwin. Yes. Yes, Randall. This is the question. Tom Brady.
That, you know, it's funny. I just wrote down Tom Brady.
so he's in the running for you. Okay.
Yeah, especially if they win another Super Bowl this year.
No shit. Offensive line. Donovan Smith?
No.
Allie.
No.
Jensen?
No.
Kappa?
No.
Wirfs?
Yes.
Okay. Tight ends. Gronk, OJ, Brate.
No, no, no.
Okay. Defensive line. Check JPP.
Shaq. Oh man.
Yeah, it's a,
we'll I almost want to say Shaq. Yes, JPP. No,
I don't think JPP will make it.
But I could also say Shaq. No, JPP. Yes, like those two guys. I could I could say both. Yes.
Yes, I think JPP doesn't get in because he played most of his years as the Giants. I think that's kind of what's hurt Simeon Rice for not being in because he
spent all those years in
with the Cardinals. Yeah. Okay. Shaq, you're going to have to prove it a couple more years for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Interior, Sue, Vita Vea, Golston.
Sue, no, only because the same Simeon, right. The Simeon Rice.
I love
Vita Sue. Vea. Yeah, oh, I do too. Vita Vea, yeah, if he could be that monster in the middle that
okay.
So
David, yeah. We got Devin White.
Yes.
Okay. Any of the corners? Davis, Bunting, Dean.
Maybe Davis. Dean, okay. No. Murphy, Bunting, no.
Winfield, Whitehead, Edwards.
Winfield's the only one out of that group.
Okay. So your list is Brooks, Sapp, Selman, Barber, Lynch, Dungy. Who does Mike Evans kick out?
Mike Evans takes out John Lynch.
Okay. Lavonte David, who does he kick out?
Lavonte takes out Tony Dungy.
Look at that. So your list right now is Brooks, Sapp, Leroy, Barber, Evans, David. I like that so far. Like, that's tight.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
I can't.
Let's say he wins a Super Bowl next year and the Super Bowl MVP and goes undefeated.
That's so hard. He takes Barber out because Barber doesn't have a gold jacket.
Yet. Right. Yet. Okay. Okay. So we're doing putting Brady in and taking out Ronnie Barber. Oh, you got balls. Okay. I wrote down Allie because I'm going to put him in consideration for mine. Tristan Wirfs. I mean, it's too early to tell. He's definitely on the right trajectory, but I'm not. I'm kind of speaking for you here. You're not going to take out Tom Brady, Mike Evans, Lavonte David, Leroy Selman, Warren Sapp, or Derek Brooks for 16 games of Tristan Wirfs.
Nope.
I think Devin White's kind of in the same boat.
Yes.
Carlton Davis as well, and Winfield as well, right?
Yes.
Correct. Okay. So your list is Brooks, Sapp, Selman, Evans, Brady, David.
Yeah.
Okay. I have, so mine now is Brooks, Sapp, Leroy, Barber, Wilder,
Dungy.
Mike Evans is going to take out Tony Dungy. Lavonte David is going to take out James Wilder. I'm not putting Tom Brady in. I don't care what he does. He's only been here 3 years. If he wins three, he's still a Patriot. He's always going to be a Patriot. I'm kind of funny that way. That's the same way I feel about Simeon Rice, same way I feel about JPP. You know, I want homegrown guys in my ring. I'm sorry. It may not be fair. It might not even be right. And you want to sit here and tell me that Tom Brady wins three Super Bowls, he deserves a ring of honor. I will say you're absolutely right. I'm not putting him in.
And that's choice. There's one other name out there. There's one other person that I'm curious to see where he would land on this list for you.
Uh-huh.
And that's BA. Especially okay. if he coaches, let's say not only does he coach the 3 years that Tom Brady is here, but let's say he coaches three more years on top of that.
Okay. Let me finish up my list real quick. Okay. Allie, I think, deserves to get in. Would I put Allie above Ronde Barber? I would. Worse, still too early. Vea, I think, will make it eventually. Too early. If Devin White projects out to be, I would take out Leroy Selman and stick with Sapp. Even though I want to take out Sapp because he's such a turd.
Yeah,
Carlton Davis, I think, will be a Ring of Honor guy. I really do. Even sort of if he stays where he is eventually. And Winfield, I just don't know. I just think the hype, I think he's good. But if you remember the middle of the season, like he wasn't good. And had a, you know, he had a big game in the Giants, and then he kind of got burnt a little bit, to be honest. You know, great with the deuces and all that. And I think he's a great kid, and I think he's on the right trajectory. I kind of feel right now he's sort of like in the Mike Alstutt stuff, where people like him, not that he's not a good player and can't be even a better player, but I just think people like him more than kind of like Quan Alexander. Everyone, like, I have no idea why people love Quan Alexander so much.
I love, like, Quan Alexander.
If you couldn't tackle, well, he could tackle, but he was always in the wrong. He wasn't always, he missed a lot of run fit gaps and he couldn't cover. Like, he couldn't. Like, that's why he went to San Francisco and then got replaced. And then went to the Saints and couldn't make the, and couldn't start, couldn't get on the field.
I get,
can't cover. So,
I will say this about, I'll say this about Brady.
Sure.
Because you won't put him in there. Would you say that with everything that was that stayed the same from 2019 to 2020? I mean, there weren't that many changes along both the offense and the defense. There weren't that many changes. Yes, you added Tristan Wirfs and you added Antoine Winfield, and you,
right.
But I mean, I
the same team
see,
that Jameis had.
I can't see Jameis Winston taking last year's team to the Super Bowl.
No, could you see Aaron Rodgers though? Mahomes.
I could. Of Josh course. Allen. I don't know if Josh Allen takes
Lamar Jackson.
I don't know if Lamar Jackson takes this team to the Super Bowl.
Really? What about Sean Watson?
I don't know if Deshaun Watson's kind of a, you know, it's funny because, like, to me, yes, Aaron Rodgers would have taken this team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes would have taken this team to the Super Bowl. You know, but like Jared Goff's not taking this team to the Super Bowl. Matthew Stafford wasn't taking this team to the Super Bowl.
I think Goff could have taken the team to the Super Bowl if McVay was the coach. Because he would have changed the offense. They would have went short and quick, and like they would have played to Goff's strength instead of making him throw the ball down the field and getting a bunch of picks. You got to protect Goff from himself, basically. Yeah. You know, it's like the $1 million arm and the 10-cent head.
Yeah, but all right. So
Stafford could have taken this team to the Super Bowl. Yes, if he wasn't hurt, for sure.
All right.
Carson Wentz. No. What the hell happened to Carson Wentz, man?
He's in Indianapolis.
No, I mean, like what happened to his career? Like, talk about U-turn,
Frank Reich left Philadelphia, and
think that was just it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. That's what Wentz thinks. Wentz thinks that Frank Reich leaving Philadelphia turned his send his.
All right, so the BA question.
Well, mine is Leroy, Sapp, Brooks, Brady, Evans, David. Yours is
Brooks, Sapp,
Evans, David.
Evans,
Allie. Devin White, Allie.
Yeah, I'm not putting Devin White in yet. I'm just projecting Devin White. It's still too early, but I would put Allie in over Rondé Barber.
Okay.
Yeah. So Brooks, Sapp, Evans, David, Allie. Marpet over Rondé, but even when I say that, I feel like it's wrong. Putting Allie over Barber, I'm saying it. I'm like, that's kind of dumb. Sounds really dumb, but I've said it like 4 times. I'm just going to stick with it. It's okay.
Okay. So all now,
what's
now
the BA question?
The BA question: if he were to coach, not just through the Brady years. So let's say he coaches 3 more years after. Okay. After Brady is done, or even 2 more years after Brady is done.
Okay.
So he coaches 6 years in total.
Okay.
That's 100 games as head coach. You know, how many, I went and looked how many Bucks head coaches have coached more than 100 games? 2.
McKay and Dungy.
McKay and Gruden.
Dungy longer than Dungy?
Yeah, Dungy only coached 96 games.
Oh, that's right, because Gruden's like 58 and 57.
He's 57 and 55.
So it's two games over 500.
Two games over 500.
I lied to everyone. Sorry.
So
I think your information's incorrect. I think he's only one game, but I'm going to let it slide. I don't want to argue about it.
Hey, this is Wikipedia. Wikipedia doesn't lie. We know that.
Yes. Yes.
So, but anyway, so, yeah. So if he
100 games,
100 games right now, he is 18 and 14 as in the regular season.
Right.
In 32 games.
You know, last year was his only losing season as a head coach ever.
Yeah. It's unreal to think that.
Yeah.
But let's say he gets to 100 games, he wins 57 of them.
No. Okay, how many Super Bowls does he win? How many times does he go to the playoffs?
Let's say he goes to the playoffs each of the next 2 years under Brady,
and so makes three,
and then makes one more.
So 4 out of 6 years in the playoffs.
Four to six years in the playoffs.
How many Super Bowls does he go to?
He goes to one more.
Okay.
So they go to one more Super Bowl. Yes. Let's say he wins it. So two.
Okay. First off, there's no way he's only going to be 58 wins. So.
Well.
If he goes to the playoffs 4 out of 6 years.
All right, so I was just taking his winning percentage because over the 2 years, 56.3%. So let's say
what was his winning percentage last year? 11-5. What's that winning percentage? Just take that. We'll say that's what he wins for the rest.
All right, so he wins 69 games. 69 games out of
100. Okay.
Or actually, let's pull it back a little bit. Let's say he wins 66 games.
Okay, so he's 66 and 34. Okay,
as a as the Bucks head coach.
Okay,
he goes to
another Super Bowl.
Another Super Bowl, three more playoffs total, including one without Brady.
No, four more playoffs. You said makes it 4 out of 6 years.
4 out of 6 years.
So three more playoffs, four total, two Super Bowls. How many did he win? Two Super Bowls,
both of them.
Two Super Bowls, four playoffs with double your winning. You win twice as much as you lose. Mm-hmm. Do I put him in the Ring of Honor?
Yes.
Who do I put him over in my six? Allie. So let's look at this. Let's go back to this. Brooks, Sapp, Leroy, Barber, David Evans. So you're basically the ones you have. It is the one you have. Do I put BA over Mike Evans, who's done everything that BA's done, plus what he did before he got here? That's a no. Mm-hmm. Levante David's got, I guess, only one more year. I'm not going to show those void year works, but he's only really under contract for one more year. But he's going to the playoffs, obviously. Might be a Super Bowl year. So no. He doesn't make it. And a little bit of it is because he was the head coach of Indianapolis and the head coach of the Cardinals. Like, you know, I think he identifies himself more as a Cardinals with a Cardinal. Like, put it this way. I think BA identifies more with the Phoenix community than he does with the Tampa Bay community, even though he won the Super Bowl. And it sounds a little weird. You know, it's kind of like, what are you talking about? I know he loves Tampa Bay. Okay. He also loves Pittsburgh. Okay.
Yes.
Like, I'm sure
he loves Indianapolis and he loves Phoenix.
Exactly. I think that his heart is more in Phoenix as of right now, because that was really like the Indianapolis job was given to him because someone had cancer.
Yeah.
Because Phoenix gave him his first head coaching job at, you know, in his early 60s or maybe late 50s, you know, he's talked about how he thought it would never came. It was never going to come as a head coach. So, it's not a lot to, it'd have to happen for me to do it. I don't know. He's such a charming guy.
I know.
I mean, like, you know, like really another four more years of BA quips and quotes and telling people like, you know, your football stinks, not you. You're a good person. Your football just stinks. You know, in those pressers.
It's so, so good.
So, so Tom threw a pick six, you know, there in the first quarter. What happened? It was a bad throw. Should have thrown it. He knows that.
That one can't put on Tom. That was Justin Watson turning the wrong way.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'd have to be, but I don't think BA would crack that top six. And maybe it's just because 6 years isn't long enough.
I get that. You know?
And it's not his fault because by that time Jesus will be in his 70s.
Yeah.
So I get it. But yeah, it'd be a no for me. So we have the same. Of all the future Ring of Honor guys, we still have the same six.
Except you have Ali Marpet.
Do I?
And I have Brady.
Oh, that's right. You have Brady. That's right. You took Brady. Who'd you pull out? Did you pull out Rondé? Because he wasn't a Hall of Famer yet?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so you have Brooks Sapp, Leroy, Brady, Evans,
David.
And I have Brooks Sapp, Leroy, Allie, David Evans. Yeah, I don't know about that Allie thing.
Yeah, I think you probably would go Rondé, David Evans.
I don't know. I'll think on it some more. Cliffhanger for next episode.
Hey!
And we did. I can't believe we did an hour on that. We're terrible. We're the worst. But I do think, again, I think Carlton Davis makes it. I think that's a pretty safe bet for me. If he stays, he has to sign another contract with the team. I think Allie's a shoe-in, honestly. I think Gerald McCoy makes it. James Wilder should make it. Brady, I understand. I wouldn't put him in, but if he gets in, I'm not going to get mad about it. Worst is on, obviously, the trajectory. I think Vita Vea is on the trajectory. Devin White's on the trajectory.
Yep.
Yeah.
Winfield's on the trajectory. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys that are on the trajectory, which is nice.
Yeah, which is good. Nice problem to have. Have to get a new stadium so we can put the Ring of Honor name smaller so we can fit.
That's more. Right. And you know what that means? Personnel seat licenses.
No.
Here we go again.
Never. All right. Get us out of here.
That's from episode one, kids. So you got to go it back to it? That one. Yeah, the first of these three episodes this week. That's from episode one. All right, we're done. All right,
we're done.
Give us the benediction. Get us out of here.
Best place to find me is at the Petercast on Twitter. I'm always down to talk Buccaneers football. But if you feel like your take is too hot or just don't want to put it out there on the Twitter sphere, feel free to slide in my DMs. We'll talk Buccaneers football there as well too.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Steve Carney. Check out my non-Buck stuff at stpete9.com.
Raise stuff.
Yes. Also, before I go, congratulations to Trey Downey, my former colleague at WDAE who has been doing Bucks podcasts for SB Nation. He got a new job. He's leaving the area. He's moving to Charlotte. To work at the Motor Racing Network. So he's
going to cool. Good for him.
Gonna be doing NASCAR and Indy racing on the radio. So good for him. I'm very excited for him.
Thanks.
So want to say a good luck to him because he's a good dude. And so until next time. You ready?
Wait, no, I'm not ready. I haven't had enough time to get ready.
We've only been doing this for 3 hours.
Go
Buck yourself.